Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Alex, please?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
All right. I was just calling to give you an update on the property. I know that Alex has spoken to you before that after the inspection, we've just had some concerns that we're having a hard time with our partners getting behind supporting the price point that we're in. So I wanted to just discuss some options that we can go from here, since I know that you have the tenants out and we really want to respect all the work that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, one way we could get it done faster is if you were interested in renegotiating price with us. You know, that would definitely be one of the faster solutions. If you're really set on the price.
Where was the last price point we were at?
I mean, we haven't changed the price at all from the original agreement that Zach had.
Well, what was the last price that we discussed?
Stacey, personally, I wasn't the one to have that conversation with you. I'm not familiar. I'm actually away from my desk right now. I'm not familiar with any numbers that you and Zach have discussed. I could, if you give me a minute, I can run upstairs and see what the numbers the lenders are.
Okay.
Yeah, give me just 1 second. In the meantime, how's your day been?
It's been fine.
That's good.
It's been fine. Is it raining where y'all at?
No, it's actually a pretty decent day. It's been raining a lot, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess all those hurricanes down south are pushing up.
Yeah.
I actually used to live in that area where that hurricane's about to hit.
I thought it was in Louisiana or somewhere around that way, the Panhandle area.
Yeah, yep. I used to live in the Panhandle, Florida, right off the coast.
What? You ain't used to live near Chipley, did you?
Near where?
Chipley.
Chipley. I'm familiar with it. I'm more towards, like, lower Alabama, so like where the Destin area is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do have that number in front of me. So it looks like our agreement is at 250. I'm getting approved lending at 210.
Okay.
Are you at all interested in that?
And they can't budge off the 210?
You know, I've spoken to a few, honestly, and that's the highest number I have.
Okay.
The other guys are giving me below 200, and I just know there's no way that we're going to be able to go for that.
Yeah.
I mean, there is another option, Stacey. You know, with anything, there's a trade-off, so... You know, we could work for the 250 still. The way that we would do it, though, is we would work with an agent on your behalf. The only requirement for that, though, is that we would need more access to the property. And now that the tenants are out, that might be a good option to still get you that number you're looking for without we need some more access to the property.
For what?
To do showings. So instead of just having our pool be like our partners and lenders and, you know, people, contractors that we work with to fix up properties and rent them out, what we would do is open it up to more people, more eyes, so like a larger market. And we do that sometimes by working with realtors.
Okay.
Yeah. And what that does is it gives you a better price on it. You know, you still get the cash, you still get the as-is. It just will allow us to be closer to the number that we said we could give you in the beginning.
That's not appealing because I could do the same thing. You
know? Yeah. I mean, the only difference is that we just take care of all the hassle.
What do you mean the hassle?
Working with a realtor, if there's like the listing documents need to be signed, we can take care of that on your behalf. Just negotiations, we can take care of that. You don't have to go back and forth with people who might be buying it. You're not going to have to deal. You know, we still aren't going to be working with people who are necessarily doing like a bank or like a veteran loan. They're going to be still investors or just people who are in a wider area that might be willing to fund a deal like this that's a little bit tight.
Okay.
Yeah, I know we've been working on this for a little bit, Stacy. You don't have to give me an answer right now, but I just wanted to let you know we've been kind of sitting down, looking at it. We've really reached out to a lot of people, and we feel that pivoting this way might be the best solution. But again, you know, we want to do what's best for you, and we know that you had the tenants move out, so we want to be respectful of the timeline as well.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, let me give me some time on this one.
Okay. Well, okay. Give me a call back tomorrow. If I don't hear back from you tomorrow, then I'll just reach out to you on Friday, and we'll see if we can come up with a good game plan from here.
Okay.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you giving me a call back. I hope you have a great rest of your evening.
All right. You too.
All right, bye-bye.